Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Probably, I'm glad you're in here because I have a question for you. And Mikey's in here, also our intern, and Abby. Those that are single on the show, and Mo, to a certain extent also. This did not happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine. And I'm wondering if this is part of the dating culture now, because it's not the first time I've heard of it. So dude goes out with woman a couple of different times, asks her out, and decides that he is going to pay for the date. I mean, it was never even really discussed, but he asked her out. So he's like, assumed that he was going to pay. I guess she was on the same wavelength. So when they went out for dinner and drinks, dude took care of everything. They had a really, really fantastic time. They were vibing. So he asks her out again. They have the same type of night where they go out to dinner. He asks her. They go out for drinks. Everything's going great. Absolutely fine. After the second date, the morning after the second date, he shoots her one of those QR code deals from Venmo and asks her for 50% of everything he spent on the first two dates.
Whoa.
Ooh. That's different.
And that's my question to you guys, like, because I have heard of dudes doing this.
We've talked about this before, but that's because the date went sideways.
So my initial thought was everything was going fine, so he was willing to pay. And something happened on that second date where he's like, I'm probably not going to see her anymore, so I might as well try to milk her for some cash. Is that common dating now? Is that part of dating culture now?
It's never happened to me, but it also doesn't shock me. So they didn't go out on a third date. It was just the first two dates.
They were planning on going on a third date. I think that they had plans for like that weekend. And in between that second and third date, he hits her with this Venmo request.
Yeah, that's so weird. That's never once happened to me. Granted, I'm a good time, so no one's ever tried to like send it via spite
to charge you.
No one's ever been like backtracking. But I have split the bill on a date, but that's because I always offer. Maybe this date didn't even offer to split the bill and he kind of felt awkward. He's like, okay, I'll let it slide the first time. And then the second date comes around and he still doesn't want to be confrontational about it. So then he gets home and he's like, dang, I really got to pay off this credit card. So I'm going to send her a Venmo request. So that's really the only thing I can think of, because normally it's pretty normal to split things.
I feel like that's the gamble you take when you're dating. Like, and I distinctly remember this conversation before, like, you take a risk. It's risk versus reward. When you go on a date, you take a risk of whether or not you're going to have a good time or a bad time. And so whatever money you invest in it, you're just going to have to kiss it goodbye, especially if you're the one who asked her out and she's going out with you. Like, I think it's polite, especially now, to offer to, you know, to cover your portion. But even if you don't, that's the risk you took asking somebody out on a date.
Intern Mikey.
Could it be an experiment? Could he be testing her? Like, will you put some money up to keep me around?
I would fail.
Could it be an experiment?
I don't know too many women that would pass.
And I don't know too many guys that would be calculated that way.
Nah, I don't think so.
Right. Romeo.
Yeah, no, I think this is just like a way to burn the bridge real quick. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because if you're just doing it out of nowhere, it's just kind of like, oh, like, I know she's going to be bothered by this. And then it's like the third date's not going to happen at this point. So maybe it was a way for him to get out of it.
But the third date was it was like on the books, ready to happen.
Not only would I cancel that Venmo request, but I would send him one and charge him for his audacity.
How much is the audacity?
It's very, with inflation, very expensive these days.
Yeah, I've never heard of this. Maybe it's still, I guess, traditional in a sense, to if you ask someone one out, you should pay for the date. That's why I understand the coffee date or the dates that'll be a little cheaper at first. I get that. But the only thing that would make sense to me is what Romeo said, is if you know you don't want to talk to her anymore and you're like, well, let me just see if I can get 50% out of it since we're done anyway. But if you want to see her again, I don't get this move.
Yeah, I wouldn't charge. Like, if I'm really feeling you, like, I'm going to keep paying for the dates.
Right.
So it's like, to me, it just feels like that was his way out of it.
So what is the protocol now? So when you guys are out on dates, because, look, when I was dating, it was just a foregone conclusion that I was going to pick up. First of all, it was rarely volunteered. And if it was, I'm traditional that way. I was going to take care of it. So now, do you guys even discuss who's going to pay on the date?
So if a guy asks me out, in the back of my mind, I'm assuming that he's going to pay. But every single time I got to do that awkward thing, and it's my least favorite part of every single date, because it's always some kind of dance. It's never just like, oh, let me pay. You got to like grab your wallet, and then he goes, no. And then you have to go, yes. And then he has to go, no. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, no, I use that conversation as an excuse to get a second date. Because if I ask a girl out, I'm already in the mindset that I'm going to pay for this date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if she offers, like, once we get the bill and she offers to pay her part of it, I'm like, all right, great. But no, I asked you on this date. Let me just do the gentleman thing of paying for it. And if she's, like, fighting for it, and we're like, how about you take care of the next one? And so then now I have set up the second date. So I kind of use that as my advantage sometimes.
All right. Intern Mikey, if you were lucky enough to get a date.
He's got a girlfriend.
I'm just kidding.
He's the only one going up here. He calls her my lady.
How did it start with your lady?
I don't do the dance. I don't go dancing. You kind of look corny too, though. You take your wallet out and you're like, relax, I got this.
Uh-huh.
You just pay.
Yeah.
I've never seen a dance, and I don't shuck and jive.
I'd say even if a woman asked me out, I'm so thankful I would definitely pay for the date.
Yeah, I'm always paying. I'm always assuming that I'm paying.
Yeah, if I ask a woman out and she offers to pay, I already know she's overpaying to go out with me.
She's also paying for the audacity.
The Burt Show.